Our camera's good? Everybody camera good?
Mm-hmm.
And just talk to this thing, right?
You know how to share it on Facebook?
What? Share what?
The actual video. It's going to be live.
I gave a link that Toya sent me.
Yeah. It's another edition of the Brown Holy Water Podcast. It's your boy, Real Talk Marv. We have some beautiful guests in the building. As always, I have my team introduce themselves. Who I got in the building with me?
You already know it's your boy, Black Success. The homie lies somewhere else. I wanted to fire him, so he's talking to HR. He might be back next week, might not.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm pulling for you, La. Who else is in the building?
Oh, it's my turn. Hi, I'm Z from Long Island. This is my first time, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay. I mean, she doesn't really need any introductions, but we'll let her introduce herself anyway.
Hey, guys. Good night. It is Makisha. I am back. I'm for the third time. This is my treepeat.
She got her Chicago Bulls on. Hey. Treepeat. Okay, cool, you know, so we're going to jump right into it. Ladies, you know we're going to be all up in your business tonight.
Oh,
so
Lord Jesus.
It's not for the weak of heart, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you should share that anymore.
So our first topic is going to be something that, you know, people are guilty of a lot doing. I think we do it a lot towards celebrities and other stuff, but sometimes you do it to regular people too. And this topic is counting other people's coins, right? Because we always kind of like, that dude broke, he frightened, or that dude don't really get that bag. So the first question is, why do people count other people's money? Insinuating what you can or can't afford, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ladies first.
Oh, I guess that's me.
We're going to let you,
So it's why do people count other people's coins, right? Yes. I think possibly because people envy what others have. They're envious. It could be for many different reasons. They could just envy the person that you are. So everything that you have is a problem for them, or they want to watch it, or they want to see that. It could be your personality, the way people receive you, the amount of money you make, all those kinds of things. And I think that's probably the main thing. I'm trying to think if there's any other reasons. That envious and, I guess, jealousy.
I think it's also because people want to feel good, right? So people want to know, there's a reason why this person's flossing, but they fronting, they ain't doing that good, because people don't want to see people shining above them. Mm-hmm. What about you, Tanya? What do you think?
A lot of it has to do with comparing yourself to people on your level. Mm-hmm. Most times, celebrities are usually like out of, like, okay, I don't make that type of money. I'll probably never get to that level, whatever. Then you get to people in your own peer group, your own circle, somebody you can sit on your level. It's kind of like, all right, well, you're in the same level, but you seem to be doing a little better than me. All right, well, you're doing better, but you're not spending your money right. And my thing is, you don't work for that person's money. You don't know the time they put in. You don't know the sweat, blood, and tears they put in to get it. You don't know if they get it legally, illegally, what they had to risk, what they have to lose, who was sick, who's supporting the family. So it's like for you to sit and decide you know how somebody else should spend their money. Yeah. It's like you get your check every 2 weeks, and then somebody else is just telling you, okay, well, you put X, Y, Z dollars, this, and you're like, but it was my 40 hours or my 80 hours. How the hell are you going to tell me what to do with my 80 hours?
Exactly. I always say, what you eat don't make me shit. What you drink don't make me piss. So I stay in my own lane. I feel comfortable. I shine the way I need to shine. You know, some people get Rolexes and start shitting on you. Start showing you their wrists all of a sudden. So we're going to ask Mr. Black Success, why do people count other people's coins?
I don't know why they do it, but I do know what it means. It means that you ain't getting no money your damn self. I feel like it's a difference. It's a difference when someone is counting your ducats compared to you saying what your ducats are.
Yeah.
You understand? I shouldn't be interested in what's in your wallet. But I could question if you claim you got money, but then when we get in a bottle of Henny, you throwing five instead of 10. It's kind of skeptical. It make me wonder, you know, where is this money that we're speaking of? You know what I mean?
I have a question for you.
But even...
Some people I know will, like, shit on someone because they like a buttered bagel, or they wear Converse, or they drink Poland Spring water instead of that $8 BS. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why do we judge other people if they live moderately? Tanya, before you answer that, Tanya was going to say something. I cut it off.
I can't remember what the hell I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's like, and then social media made it 10 times worse. Because now it's easy to see people live. Yeah. And I have never seen so many six-figure making niggas until I got to Instagram.
Everybody's winning on social
Everybody
media.
Everybody's winning.
That's like the Wizard of Oz.
Nobody make 50,000 no more.
Nobody. It's like, and the funny thing is, people don't realize, people appreciate the person who is owning up to their come up. Listen, I started at X, but I got to this position. Yeah. People admire people who build rather than everybody just came up one day, every fucking body rich.
Yeah.
Everybody's rich. Like, there is not a person.
What killed me is so many Ferragamo belts and all of these crazy Balenciaga shoes, Givenchy jeans. And these are coming from people.
On the train.
Yeah, on the train.
Don't nobody in the train, son.
I never seen them going to work. You know what I'm saying? So I just, we live in that world. But, you know, you answered the question about shitting on people who like butter bagels and Converses and regular
it's
water.
It's never about shitting on you. It's just that you got to understand one thing about, see, money, one thing about money, because I know a lot of motherfuckers that's really getting it. You can't hide it. You're going to do something with it. You either getting a nice car, a nice crib. You either gonna dress fly, you understand, or else you're gonna you just gonna travel the motherfucking world. You're gonna do one of the four, two of the four, three of the four, if you really got it, all four. But it's no way you're gonna do none. And talk about you got it, just don't make any sense. So people like that's talking like they got it, every Facebook group that I was in, I swear to God, everybody made six figures. Was the this shit had to be the starting salary. I'm like, what the fuck y'all doing? I'm a counselor. What the fuck y'all doing?
Where everybody getting all these six figures?
They ain't paying us. You know what I mean?
Somebody to take my resume.
I'm okay telling motherfucker I don't make six. I don't make six. You feel me? Yeah. My little party shit I'm doing. I don't make six though. That's not my base salary. Let's clear that shit up right now.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, where
you might have to hustle to get to the six, but the base ain't there.
And then my thing is that. Even the people that talk this money shit, because sometimes people don't really got it, but they want it to look like it. So they might go get a nice car, and then lunchtime, they just don't want to eat. They supposedly not hungry. Dog, we've been here 8 hours, bruh. You need something in your tummy. Like,
that's
this
where
the way the body works.
Come in. The 10-cent ramen noodles will hold you down. No
good. If you got a nice Infinity with heated seats that you bragging about, and you barely got gas and ramen noodles, maybe it's time to get that basic Corolla.
Ramen noodles,
you know what I mean?
Like my guilty pleasure, so I eat that even if I can.
You
go
too
get
pretty
it.
For you are too pretty for ramen noodles. Let me know you. Let me tell you right now.
That's one of my guilty pleasures that I gotta fight not to eat it.
You was too cute for that, man. At least get some dollar rice from the freaking Chinese store. Work your way up. Yeah.
But another thing we gotta think about, to quote Baby Boy, is guns and butter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to put all their money into liabilities that you see. I feel the people who bragging to you how much they're getting it is usually insecure, and they put all of what they do have into just show you that social media shine, but they don't really got shit in the background.
I remember one time somebody came at me because they say, I don't have a car. It's like, oh, you claim you make so much money, or you seem like you make so much money, but you don't have a car. I'm like, I don't have a car because, one, I don't need one.
Yeah. You can get away with that in New York.
Mm-hmm. And especially New York, we got the MTA, which is not reliable, but for the most part, it gets you from point A to B. Now we got all these different apps coming up, Uber, whatever. Mm-hmm. Me, how I work and go to school, if I got a car now, it will literally be parked 6.5 days of the week.
Yeah.
Why would I want to pay XYZ money on insurance payment, XYZ money on the car payment, and never drive it? Yeah. That is why am I coming to my pocket $700-$900 to impress y'all? Yeah. I don't like you. Yeah. I like y'all. I don't like you.
Plus, let's keep it funky.
And then I'm in Brooklyn. You gotta get alternate size parking. Yeah. Get up.
That's crazy. Yeah, but finding parking is crazy, especially when it's cold.
Yeah.
Finding parking is crazy.
But let's keep it funky. beautiful women get picked up all the time.
That too.
Yeah, how many good.
Times,
yeah,
how
good.
Many
y'all
times
y'all
are y'all really driving?
Yeah,
like,
yo,
if y'all
yo.
Have to pick up y'all dude, y'all feel he's a bum dude eating butter bagels and y'all, yeah. y'all not really messing
yeah,
with
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you bad, you all right. You ain't gonna need no
you
car.
Good, man. You don't see the bus.
I have every excuse for you not having a car. Shit. If you hey, ugly, you, bitch, you should be driving.
Not only that, pretty girls don't pay their own Uber or Lyft. You know what I'm saying?
But
most
you know,
of the time.
You know, I'm scared of any girl that take MTA at night. Like, if she just leave Son. Your crib and she'd be like, ah, no, I'm all right. The train section right there, right? I'm skeptical. Like, how you so used to, how is this normal to you right now? Like, why is someone not
I
driving
I feel guilty
home?
If I let a woman take the train home. Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? At least pay for
her cab. At least pay
for her cab. If you're comfortable, then fuck it. I want guilty. You to be in your natural habitat.
Sometimes I drive out of my way to drop somebody off because I just don't feel right alone. You left my presence.
That's a form of chivalry, too.
Yeah,
making sure the woman is okay.
So the second part of the question is, how do you feel about people telling you how to spend your money they didn't help you earn? I'm gonna give you an example. Sorry, my mom's was telling me, because I got the worst car out of all of my siblings. My siblings got Benzes, Infiniti, all that. My mom, I got a little Toyota Highlander, whatever. She's just like, when are you going to change your car? Mom bought my car 2 years ago. It's not fancy like my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, oh, you work too hard to drive a car like that. You know
Toyota
what I'm saying?
Toyota and Lexus, same shit.
Yeah, but, you know, like...
exactly.
Like the question was saying, you know, people want to tell you how to spend your money. So, how you feel about that?
I mean, I hate it. Because everybody got different, we all got different mindsets. We all value different shit. You understand?
Exactly, that's true.
Some people might tell you, like me, when I first, I just started driving. I never was a driver.
Yeah.
I always been driven around because I was the dude. I'm the dude you need to go to the club, to go to the, I'm the face. I never really needed a car. All my friends just drive me around. You know what I mean?
So you're like, the male equivalent of the pretty girl, but just not attractive.
Yeah, I just was the, I was the motherfucking VIP car.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I did have to drive because of my fucking job, I was getting off like 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like, nah, bro, this you can't take the A train at this time. It's dangerous. See, and this shit take 2 hours to come too.
They want to book you for your watch.
Right, right. Boom, boom, boom. Right. So, motherfucking when I did get a car, I was like, yo, you know, everybody telling me what kind of car to get, and they all motivating me, and I'm like, yo, bro, I'm gonna go get a Hyundai. And he's like, why? I was like, because I want to buy it. You feel me? I'm going to pay insurance for 6 months at a time, and I want to own the car. I don't got to pay nobody. I could just drive all fucking day. Yeah. Like, I don't like dudes that get nice cars that they got to stick to like 10,000 miles for the year.
Yeah.
Bro, you're going to drive more than 10,000
exactly.
miles, bro. Bro, I honestly, every month, I'm averaging about 2,500, 3,000 miles.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Yeah. I drive hard, too.
That's
you
true.
Know, I got
to... I bug out. Sometimes I just drive, like, stressfully. I just, you know, I got to hide. I just, I feel all the bumps, though. I'm in a but I just be all the shit.
I
got to
be honest with you, right? Mm-hmm. I never said this before. You know, hearing the shit he talks when I first met him, and then I seen the car he drive, I was a little confused by it. But getting to know his mentality, I understood the long play.
You got
But from the shit he talked before I really knew him like that, it's like, this dude drive a Hyundai, and he talks that shit, but I understand your placement of it.
I can sell my shit right now.
Exactly.
Because I'd rather put my money towards things that actually holds up. Right now, gold is up.
Yeah.
Rolexes is up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cribs is up. Mortgages
exactly,
is up.
Yeah.
So, that's where my money is. You understand? Like, that kind of stuff I got.
Yeah.
But as far as cars, I want to wait till I really got it, to really get that, to really get a nice car. Because you got to understand, my shit, if I fuck up a fucking, what you call that?
A rim?
You know, I barely know cars and shit. If I fuck up one of them,
the things,
what you call that?
You know,
yeah, one of them things and shit, right? To fix my car, it's $80 fucking hydraulic or whatever that shit is, right?
Yeah.
My shit is shocks. Yeah, shocks. My shit is $80. You feel me?
Yeah.
If I got a Benz,
that shit like $1,200.
That shit $1,500 every go around. So that's a $6,000 fix.
Yeah.
Dog, I ain't got it. Let me tell you right. No, let me be honest with me. I ain't listen, dog. You know, we gotta have some misunderstandings at the fucking Benz dealer.
So
for real.
And
it's
see,
tough.
That's why I would lease those, though.
Yeah,
that's why I would lease.
Yeah, you lease luxury cars.
Is,
the dumbest thing you could do is own it.
It's hard for me. It goes both ways.
But you know, black people judge when you lease. But you gotta lease. You
yeah,
gotta
but
lease
see,
those
I have
things.
I have a car, my car that I own, and then I have a lease car. So it goes like the car that I have is to use for work and things like that, and then the lease car I got because my whole thing was. If I could have bought it if I wanted, but I didn't want to have to worry about no maintenance, like what you're saying. I'm like, I don't want one day to come and be like, oh, you got to change your brakes, it's $700. So that's the thing. And I have the I negotiated maintenance package and all the wheel package and all this stuff. So even already, my car is fairly new. I had to change the tire already. I had to change, I got a crack in the windshield. So it's like things like that that's usually covered with all that. And that's why I lease. At the same time, I'm like, damn, leasing is kind of like a waste of money because you're just giving it to them only to give them back the car.
To give them right back. To give back it right back. Car.
So it doesn't really make sense.
And that's why when they broke that shit down to me, I was like, I want to buy my car. Like, at least my first car, I want to buy it. I want to know what it is to own it. Yeah. I can fuck it up, crash it, and keep it pushing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But that's how my other car is. And this is my first time leasing, so I'm like, let me try it out. And I drive a lot. I've been driving that car. I've been doing both, like... And I do put miles in. I'm like, shit, I can't sit here watching mileage like you said. So I know that. But this is my first time. So I'm like, let me try it out, see how it is. And then it's like, if I like it, then I may do it again. Because the other plus side is then you always change your car. You always have a new car. If you're a person that gets tired of the same thing all the time, you can switch.
Yeah,
So it just depends on like the person and what works for you.
I'm sorry, Ma. I just want to shout you out real quick. Your name is Z from Long Island, right? Yes.
Zuleika.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
That haircut does not work for. You know, I feel like
you gotta be pretty.
I'm sorry. This is the side.
I got you. I just want to pull it real quick. You gotta be pretty to pull
that
it.
That is beautiful. Thank you understand you. That? That is beautiful. You actually look better than your actual picture. Because what happens is, I had a homegirl one time. She didn't know about the hairdo, but she cut her hair first and then asked, like, how does she look? And I was like, yo.
Was you that hair straight like a best strawberry?
You the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
Shorty, you got a dome, Shorty. That shit.
A bruised strawberry head.
It's a beautiful thing when you got the head for it. I think females get that confused. They think, like, no, this is just a new hairdo. No, you need the head for that hairstyle, and I think you got the head for that hairstyle, and it fits you well. Marv, I'm sorry.
I actually want to give Tanya a chance to answer the question. How do you feel about people telling you how to spend your money and that they didn't help you earn?
This is the story of my life. People always counting my money. Like, they always try to put two and two together and make six and kind of figure out where she getting this from, where she getting that from. Yeah. I live simply. But my thing is this. If you don't have to live with the decision or the consequence of me spending my dollar, you shouldn't be bothered by it. Mm-hmm. You understand? You don't have to live with the consequence of me buying a car. You don't have to live with the consequence of me leasing a car. You don't have to live with the consequence of me renting. So don't tell me, oh, it's better to rent than own. This is how I feel about the situation. I have my life. I have my life design. I know my income. I know how my money flows. And I also have my goals. Me personally, I want to put my money in something that appreciates in value.
Yes.
Houses go up. Cars go down. That's another reason why I'm not pushing myself to get the car, because I'll be paying money up front for something that goes down with time. And I'm not a fan of that. I'm not in a hurry to get that. Right now, my goal by my next birthday is to get my house.
Okay.
And I will Uber my life away until I own my house. And then when I get my house, I'll decide if it makes sense to get a car at that point in time. And then I'll make the decision.
Yeah.
And that's what my work ethic is designed around. But don't tell me that also while I'm working hard, I can't even enjoy it. Like, if I go on vacation, it's an issue. Sis, why? Bro, why? Why? I bust my ass. I put my time in. I work more than 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna tell me, oh, you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't say that? Get the hell out of here. You don't have to live in my decision.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to spend my money.
People who give out the most advice usually shit stink. You know what I mean? Their stuff is not in order. But you know what? They get a chance to view from the sideline and be like, yo, you doing such and such. Why are you not doing such and such? You know, you should be doing better. You should be shining. And then you ask, okay, what you working on? I'm trying to go back to school and, you know. Exactly.
It's too much losers giving advice. That's basically what Marv's saying. It's too much losers giving advice. We want advice from people that have won. We want to see championship rings. Like my man Tiny S on his way. We want to see championship rings so that we can know we're taking advice from people that's actually won.
Exactly.
We want to know you actually won something. You know what I mean? Everyone,
success should be the motivator for you to give advice,
my dude. If, and those are the only people I listen to.
If you don't got no success, it's kind of just like you talking out of your ass.
On that note, I want to just highlight, like, there's a big difference between advice and opinion. A lot of people like to give their opinion, claiming to give you advice.
Yes.
Like, for example, I would text my friend a dress. Like, you think this dress is fly? Bitch, I can't wear that. First of all, I didn't ask if you would wear it. That's your opinion. You know me. You know my taste. You know my body type. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your advice? You advise me to get it based on how it look on me? Because the question is, how would this dress look on me?
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me how you feel about the dress? Sis, I ain't asked you to wear it.
Yeah.
So stop giving me your opinion and give me advice. Yeah. A lot of people mix that up. Like, you go to somebody for advice. Well, if it was me, I would. I'm not asking you if it was you. Yeah. I trust that you know my personality, you know my ways, my traits enough. Be like, all right, well, I'm thinking like you right now, T, and I think you would do this because it works for this. I want an outside opinion that's similar to mine. Opposed to, well, if it was me, I would. No. I have a friend, Michal. I stop asking her for advice because every time I ask her for advice, she always gives me an opinion.
Yeah.
Always gives me her opinion.
I'm going to move on to the next topic. I'm actually going to change things around. I usually wait a little later to ask the wild card question, but I'm going to ask the wild card question now. And I want to say Mr. Black Success motivated my wild card question, right?
It's 2 weeks in a row. You heard?
Yo, because early in the morning, you know, I have bad sleeping patterns. So I woke up. It was like 5 in the morning. And then, you know, bad girl Tanya puts out beautiful pictures all the time, beautiful visuals. How you doing?
Hello.
So, I liked one of her pictures. I actually hearted one of her pictures, right?
I remember.
And then, literally 2 seconds later, Mr. Black Success says, "Oh, you a savage, Maul. Why are you up 5 in the morning?" Hearting. I'm like, first of all, that's my business, dude. Second of all, you watching another man heart a woman thing. So anyway, I'm going to bring it all in, right? My wild card question is, have you ever stalked a person or been stalked?
24/7, 365. Right?
So, and to be honest with you, to get a better, honest answer from you guys, because maybe pride might not allow you to use the term stalk. Have you ever lurked? I think in social media age, people more realize that they're lurking more than necessarily stalking. But it all falls under the same umbrella, right? So, bad girl, I'll let you go first, because you feel like
I have a degree in larkology. Listen to me.
A degree in larkology.
I got a degree in larkology. Listen to me. I could, if my friends call me the Black Nancy Drew, I can find something out from social media. I can tell you how Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all those stuff work. I put my friend on the other day. I was like, listen, you know somebody's been on your page, even if they don't like something. How you know? It's like there's an algorithm in Instagram, right? If somebody's in your network and they come to your page and pull it up, and then they just continue scrolling, when you sign in, your page refreshes, their post comes up. They might have posted 10 hours ago, 2 days ago, their post comes up. And the reason Facebook and Instagram does this, because they want to keep people who are active with you your timeline. That's how I be knowing who be on my page.
That's the intelligence.
Listen.
Boom. you about to help people become better stalkers, yo.
I'll put y'all on. Wow. I tell you how to pull up a page and not double tap. Come on.
Wow.
Come on. And if you like some by accident, leave the like. Rule of thumb. If you like some by accident, while you lurking, leave the like. You raise a red flag when you unlike it. And really? Somebody like, and then if you got an iPhone, you swipe down, whether they deleted or not, the like is still there. So take the L, leave the like. Just
wow,
saying.
That's science.
You gotta be careful. I'm gonna be lurking.
Before you continue, we need you to introduce yourself,
oh,
and then you can answer the question.
Okay, I'm Toy.
Toy,
y'all. Okay. How y'all doing?
Toy from where?
From Coney Island.
Okay, Toy from Coney Island.
Okay. Coney Island, the building, you heard? You already know what it is, yeah?
I don't know if you heard the full question. You kind of walked in when I was asking the question.
I was listening on the way up.
Okay. Have you ever been stalked, or have you ever stalked a person?
Jesus.
I would love to hear examples of when you stalked a person. So I'll let you come back to that, because we all stalk people. I don't know if our pride allows us to.
There's different levels.
And yeah, because you might drive by somebody's house a couple of times until you realize, yo, I'm stalking shorty, yo. Why am I in her neighborhood seeing that she home, seeing if her car's there, you know what I'm saying? And that stalker type behavior. But yeah, go ahead, answer that question.
I have stalked.
Okay.
I have stalked. I have done drive-bys.
Of course.
Yes, I have. I've called and been like, oh, you ain't answering the phone? Okay.
It's I'm funny how your light by. Just went out.
I'm sure I have stalked. I'm not going to lie. I have. Okay.
Do you have any, like, you know, crazy stories of stalking or, like, getting caught stalking and having to play it off?
I caught somebody.
Stalking you?
No. I caught someone. I don't want to say their name. I caught someone.
Yeah.
I went by their ex's house.
Okay.
And I caught their car in front of the house.
Oh, nah.
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And you're not doing taxes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hold on. You don't know what they doing,
man. Nah, you're not doing taxes at 3 in the morning, man.
And it's crazy because I was sitting in front of the house, and I was like,
it's 3 o'clock.
You know how you angry
texting. It's 3 in the morning, and she's sitting in front of the house. When so you was on your stalking shit, too, though.
Yeah, I was stalking. I'm saying. You know how when you angry texting?
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker. And
dude, you know, right here.
And you texting back. Say, I was texting him a text. He don't know who you messing with. Yeah, I was sending him a text. And the next thing I knew, I saw him come out the house. But I had, by this time, I done turned my lights off on my car and everything. Yeah. So I'm sitting and I'm watching him. He comes out the house and he walks to the corner and he calls me. So my phone starts ringing and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker came outside to make a phone call. So yeah. I answer the phone. I'm
so he
like,
definitely wasn't
up?
Doing taxes if he had to observe privacy. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't doing taxes. So I'm like, he like, what's up, babe? I'm like, what's up? I ain't drinking that shit. He was like,
you got to drink a little bit of the brown holy water.
No.
You know just a little bit. I see you got your healthy apple, lemon, cayenne, ginger stuff. Yes. But you got to drink a little bit.
He drink $8 water. I drink
$8
juice.
Hello. Hello.
Nah, but he came outside and he was like, babe, I was, what's up? And I said, what's up, babe? What you doing? And he was like, I wasn't doing nothing. I was at this barbecue with my man, so-and-so. So I'm like, oh, you at a barbecue? Where you at? Now, I'm watching him.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm at a barbecue. Now, say he said, I'm on East Flatbush and such and such. And I'm like, you on East Flatbush? He's like, yeah, I'm on East Flatbush and so-and-so. I'm like, babe, you sure you on East Flatbush? And he's like, yeah, now he's looking around.
He's like,
yeah,
where is she?
Yeah, I'm on East Flatbush.
He's about to be
so
in a
like,
get out situation.
I said, he damn sure was. I almost hit him with my car that day.
Yeah.
He was like, I said, you sure you want East Flatbush? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I said, you was a lying motherfucker. Mm. And then I turned my lights on and pulled up on him.
Oh.
And he was like, Toy, I'm so sorry. You don't understand. It was a mess.
What did you understand?
Laugh about it. I almost hit him with my car that night, though, but now I can laugh about it.
Tell me the time. Because you seem so nice and polite, but I know you have to have some stalker in you. Everybody got some stalker in them.
So I don't really have the social media stuff. Like, I'll go, if I did look at something, it would be so quick. And then I'm like, I'm tired of scrolling through shit.
Let me give you an example of a social media stalking, just in case. If you created a fake
page.
No, I've never done that.
Use your homegirl page to do some research.
Then it's more lurking, I guess.
Okay.
But so, it's not often, because it's like, I'm not that into social media like that. I like to enjoy the moment of things. I feel like I don't have to post everything for everyone to know where I'm at, what I'm doing, and those kind of things. I did... One time, one of my exes, a long time ago, I did go to his house in the middle of the night with my cousin, and we were parked in the car.
When you got back up, that means you know some shit was cooking. And you're like, I can't wait till the morning to get to know
him. We parked in the car, waited till he came. But the thing is, he was out. So when he came up the block, I was like, oh, shit, he's going to notice my car.
Yeah.
So, like, I leaned all the way back. And he never came specifically to see me or saw me, but there was a time where he said real brief, he was like, oh, some people want to be night crawling and shit.
Oh, so
in my head,
beat
I'm like,
you.
Oh, he saw me. But that's pretty much it for the most part. Like, I mean, it's just, it'll be like a lurk here or there. And if I'm not involved with you and you're not my man, it's really not going to happen like that. It's not. I'm very laid back. She's and ask all her, the things way don't, late. Things she's don't like, get to me like that.
Like, I just can't deal with this, you know? Yeah. She's very, like, I can't. She's,
yeah,
she's,
I'm like, I don't have the patience to deal back. With this. Let me go home. So
now like, now we need to hear more of the fellas' examples of stalking. So, oh, so
they,
Black.
They
Black.
Do. Uh-huh. I can tell we, you we, do
we know.
Stalk.
We know. Black. I'll probably won't admit to it, but we know.
Listen, Jeez.
No, Black was acting like this was a girl's question.
As annoying and aggressive as this man is, if he tells me he never stalked, he's bullshitting.
You know, it's not that I never stalked, but you know, I'm no longer a stalker.
Yeah, but we're talking about have you ever. Yeah, this is a have you ever question.
You know, I used to, you know, and not even because I had to, just because it's something wrong with me, son. It's okay. Really, I'm really special ed somewhere. Not with the books. Like, I'm real smart.
Yeah,
but
we know about your GPA.
But... with behavior, yeah, my GPA. And, you know, there's only one person with a 5.0, but, you know, Jesus that's Christ. Neither here or there. Yeah. But, like, somewhere with my behavior is this special ed shit, and it's like, I be stalking because I be wanting to know and shit. I be wanting to, like, figure things out and
your
shit.
Confirmation.
You know? And one thing is, like, chicks is scared of stalkers. They scared of crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So I just want to show that crazy side just to reconfirm things. Like, yeah. Ma, listen, I beat your brother up. I beat your pops. You know what I mean? And then when you stalk, she like, oh, I ain't doing nothing on this nigga time. Like, this motherfucker crazy. You know what I mean? Cheat on everybody else. Like, I ain't a light-skinned motherfucker. Yeah. I'm real. This ain't live with the fucking big ears. This is... a dark-skinned motherfucker. All Tyrese motherfuckers are abusive. We are Ray Rice
don't,
out
don't
this
say
motherfucker.
That. Don't say that. I'm dark-skinned. I'm not abusive. Don't
you
love me.
You better start beating your motherfucking chicks. Listen, chicks love uppercuts.
Brown holy water does not support domestic violence.
No, focus on me. Listen.
Black success might say bullshit, but that's not a brown holy water thing.
They love uppercuts, bro. Believe me, bro. When you hit her like this, she appreciates you,
he's
bro.
Joking,
you know what I mean?
He's
like,
joking.
You,
he's joking.
You, listen. You have to do this. You feel me? If you don't back me out, she's not going to respect
calm.
You, bro. You feel me? You got to. And I'll tell you the truth. The way you really get your shorty open, beat her brother up. Because her brother be talking that gangster shit. Her brother talk that gangster shit. You feel me? When you wash him up crazy, put him through the laundry, put his face in the fucking snowball and shit, she gonna be like, oh, this nigga is Tupac for real. Yeah. And then you lit. Then you lit, sir.
You not lit. You know, no goddamn body.
I respect for coming from the brother. Sometimes the pops is too old, so you might have to do the brother.
Old. You gotta
I,
be
I
a brother.
You on that one.
You gotta be a brother.
Before we roll out on this, you want to give us an example of when you stalked? Oh, I know you gave us the science of stalking,
like, I
but I need an example of how you stalk before we move on.
PG-13 one. All right, so, like, years and years and years and years and years ago, my first...
It's always years ago when we stalked. We never stalked recently or last week. We stalked years ago.
I work too much. But years ago, like, I was my first fiancé. Like, he used to always... Now, this is back home, back in Guyana. He used to always pick me up from work, like, every night. Mm-hmm. Well, afternoon. So now, one afternoon, I'm calling him. He's not answering his phone. I was like, all right, well, he probably out with his brothers, hanging around, blah, blah. So I'm going to just jump in a bus, and I'll go home.
Yeah.
So now I'm on the way home in the minibus. So how the minibus is already, like, higher than the cars. The
it's
cars
like
are
the
low.
The Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Like the Volkswagen minibus.
I'm in the minibus, and I look to my right. There is this little big-headed so-and-so in a car with a girl. So he's driving up the highway that I normally go home, and then I see he makes a right, and then the right he makes is into, like, one of those popular little short stay hotels, like the Galaxy of Guyana.
Oh.
Makes a right into the hotel. I was like, nah, I'm going home. So I went home, and I'm sitting down, and I was like, nah, I can't do this shit. I saw that shit with my own two eyes. So I went back to that hotel, and I came around the back, and there was his car parked. And, like, this is somebody who loves his car. I was about to fuck that shit. I was about
I
to go windshield everything.
You
should
have did it.
But I got so mad. I jumped on my phone, and I exploded, and I call his entire license plate out. So tell me why PJJ's have a nice on something. It's parked. After that voicemail went through, like, about 15 minutes later, he called me. He was like, baby, it was me and my friend Louis, we went there to talk. Talk about what?
Why you can't talk in the car? Why you gotta talk in the hotel?
Ma, don't defend that shit. Everybody innocent until proven guilty, my G.
Yeah. They could have been doing taxes. We'll leave it on that. Right? They could have been doing taxes. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next topic. The next topic is double standards, right?
Oh,
I always feel like, especially as a man, I'm going to be honest. It's just like, you know, a man always be like, yo, my woman can't cheat on me. But if I cheat, she got to forgive me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just... that's just the law. You know what I'm saying? There's no argument with that, right? So double standards. The first question of double standards. People don't want to be cheated on when they're in a relationship, but are the first in line to sleep with another woman, husband or wife's, another woman's husband or another, you know, husband's wife when they're single. Why is that? Right? When we're in a relationship, we got morals, but when we're single, anybody could get it. Mm. So why is that? You know what? Well, I'm going to have Black speak first.
Okay. For the innocence of me, you know, as I told you guys last week, I only been with four people. You know, I'm very new to this. I'm very new to this situation called sex. You know what I mean? I'm just...
sex in this Pinocchio emoji.
I'm very new to this situation.
You know, let me get some space before lightning starts cracking up in your...
You know what it was?
We all need
back
to
in the, back in the day, I was ugly. Like, I wasn't... You know what I mean? I really... It's this not that I'm not ugly anymore.
I'm going to be like... I'm going to do this in live presence. You still ugly, bro. Lie, I got you.
It's not that I ain't ugly anymore, but I was uglier. You feel me? So as I grew... You know what I mean? God done left me at the 5 and 6. He done left me in between the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, like, as I grew, I just, you know, I got a couple chances. I just didn't roll the dice. You understand? Yeah. So, I can't
speak on
that.
But you always had good outfits, though.
I had great outfits my whole life. Yeah. So,
that
you
works.
Know, I can't really speak on people doing the wrong things.
Answer the question, bro. Answer the question.
Nah, I never did that.
You don't need your biography. All
right. Well, you know what? So, fuck it then. You know, back in the day when I was single, you know what I mean? Yeah, a couple wives got it, you know?
Yeah.
And not because, sometimes it depends on the dude, you know? If I know the dude and he's an asshole, too cocky, I'm going to fuck his wife,
yeah.
You know? Not because I really wanted to fuck his wife, but because I just wanted to, like, one day when he talking crazy, I just want to look at him like, boy, be humble, my G. You know, I just want to give him that look.
Casanova said that, you know what I'm saying? How dudes would just try to get at your
just
girl.
Just because. Really, because of you. So it depends on how you talk. How you talk on my fucking timeline. You talk crazy, and you're shorty in my inbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that goes both ways.
So you tell us.
That goes both ways because a lot of times dudes don't realize that they hot because of who they with. It's not that you're not like
that. Is such
with,
a fact.
Yes. You with such somebody a fact. That exactly. Everybody else want. Chicks will come at you and want to fuck you, want to do whatever with you, willing to suck your dick, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you with this chick and they feel like she's that chick and like, well, I feel like I'm on her level because she's his girl or mm-hmm. whatever like that. So they feel like chicks do it all the time. Mm. All the time.
What about I think you? The question is, have you done it?
That's no, I don't question. I don't fuck with nobody husband. I have a very strict rule. All my friends know I don't play with people's husbands.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody's boyfriend. I don't play that game.
When I was single, I didn't care if you had a boyfriend.
But if
you had a husband, I respected the sanctity of marriage.
No, I don't play that game. I don't play that game.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, that's just play games. That's play games. Husband and wife is different. Husband and wife is different.
She will tell you I'm very strict on that. I don't play with people, boyfriends, husbands, none of that. I feel like respect somebody else's. You never know. A person might be all the way crazy for their husband or their wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got to respect it. If they flip all the way out on you and really like kill your ass for fucking with their husband or fucking with their wife.
This happens a lot of times.
It does.
You even see on these talk shows, they be throwing all kind of acid and lie and whatever.
First 48s. A lot of first 48s is because of that bullshit.
They got time for acid.
Yeah. I don't want to be burnt up.
Okay. What about you, Z?
I think that, because you said, why do people, are they okay with it? I don't think everyone's okay with it. There's a lot of people who aren't okay with it. And I could say in the past I've dealt with people who I probably shouldn't have, but I think it was one time that someone was married, but after that I was like, I felt like
so you've been the other woman before.
But
expand on that.
It's okay. It sort of was, but I didn't want a relationship. Like it wasn't like a thing like that. It was probably only sexual, you know? And that was something that I was like, oh, I would never do this. I would never do it again. And I haven't. I have never done that again since then. And I agree as far as the husband.
You should make every mistake twice. Don't stop at once.
You got to know that you was wrong. The first time you might have thought you was wrong. That second time you knew you was wrong.
Every mistake twice. That's how you really know. You know what I mean? So don't limit yourself. All
right? I'm trying to get you karate chop by Young Sushi. What the hell?
Go ahead. Let her finish up. Let her finish. Go ahead.
But, like, I agree with that now. And I feel like, I do believe in karma. So I think things will come back to you. So, you know, I try to be the way that I would want people to be back to me, mm-hmm. you know. So I wouldn't say, like, if someone was married or, you know, husband, wife type of thing. Yeah. Boyfriend, girlfriend, you try to stay away from it.
Yeah, but you don't know.
It's still a little different.
It's open season.
No, it's not open
season. Homegirl
might
not be shit. It might be your job to take over that role.
No, but... I've been there. I could say I've been there, but I wouldn't do that again. Like, it's just too much drama, too much other shit that I don't want to deal with. There's too many things that it's like, I don't need to deal with this. And I realized that I think the only reason that I was okay with it is because it's easier for me. It's less responsibility on me of things to do. Because
sometimes, like,
it
I would...
Like
that's what you mean. You don't need to be stressed out. You got a job, right? Exactly. You need to be stressed out.
Let me get Tanya's take on this. It's been a while. Do you remember the question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Tanya looked like she got a spicy answer to this. So go ahead, Tanya.
On my phone, it's probably like this. We should talk about somebody, baby father. What? But I think a lot of people attach themselves to situations where they're not the main person. Most times because they've been hurt so much before, sometimes you're like, I'm just not in the mood right now to go through that again.
Yeah.
Let me just find somebody I can kick it with and just relax with and chill with no attachments, like you said, no responsibility. I ain't got to cook, I ain't got to clean, I ain't got to do nothing. We go out, we eat, we have fun, we have sex, we go home, and I don't have to worry about you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not even about, ego or the person being married, the person being whatever, or a lot of times it is having one up on their hot girlfriend or having one up on they have whatever. But for the most part, I think a lot of people are like, listen, I ain't got time for this right now, but I ain't trying to be sleeping with 6, 7, 8 people. So I'm going to find this one person that's just going to be there.
Yeah.
And hold on to them. And the person might have somebody in their life. I mind my business. They mind their business. And
it's all good.
Keep it pushing. Right. You know, sometimes it's your situation, or sometimes people just really don't want to be in a relationship, but nobody truthfully wants to be alone. Like, nobody could sit here and tell me, I go home and I'm by myself and I'm happy. No, the fuck you
There's
not.
A lot that's of females preaching that shit.
That's not
sis,
true.
We talking know like they lying. Happy. It was like, cold all winter. You needed somebody to cuddle with.
I mean,
it feel good cuddling at night, dog. Yeah. It feel good. Yeah. Feel good. Put your feet on somebody and shit.
Watch a movie, some fights, and get some drinks and chill.
Listen, I know boyfriends and husbands. Is off the radar, supposedly. But what about baby daddies?
Listen, so let me say why I say that. I always say it's because I always tell my friends, I usually like guys with kids because right now I don't want to have kids. Mm-hmm. So somebody could be single, but they're somebody's baby father.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, but just because they have kids, what you mean? Like, that don't give you no special link.
Oh, that's a good special link.
No. But you know, dudes are willing to shoot out.
I mean,
you mess with their baby moms,
like,
though.
My son's father can be with whoever he wants to be with. We're not together anymore.
Mm.
So whoever he's with, if he's with them, mm-hmm. I'm happy for him. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a good girl that he can bring around my son or whatever. Like. Mm-hmm. That's not just. I think people get that twisted. Like,
does she give you that?
Because a lot of dudes
together don't mean that.
A lot of dudes feel like when they have a child with the woman,
that's always their joint.
They're like, people can't. Yo, son, you know that's my baby mom. And motherfucker,
you remember the dude who jumped in the house and said, "I'm an alpha male. Yo. I'm gonna die for mine. Are you willing to die for yours?"
He was down here. Listen, I left, my dude. Is he ready to die for the pussy?
He's like, I was in jail. You ready to die for this? I am.
Once he said ready to die for.
This is crazy like that.
I gotta go. It can't be that good.
Yeah.
It can't be that good.
So I'm gonna ask the second part of this question, right? And I'm gonna start with Tanya, and we're gonna go back. You know, we went this way, we went back this way, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And the reason why I'm glad to get start with you, because your comment should be like, don't be mad, sis, because I was sitting on your man's face. You say the wildest shit, and I be loving it, right? So
You kind of answered this, but have you ever slept with someone's husband or wife? And if so, why?
I never slept with nobody's wife. Obviously,
Black's going to answer the wife question, right? But
listen, I unfortunately have done that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to say it. Unfortunately,
I think all women have, because guys be secretly single. Yes, guys be secretly unmarried.
First of all, a lot of men be married. Yo, stop snitching, my dude.
I ain't snitching. I'm real talk. That's real talk.
You meet somebody, oh, I ain't got nobody. I ain't in nothing serious. And you found this guy married with three kids, living home with his wife, and then you innocently, you know, open up this nice guy. A lot of girls have gotten in that situation. And then they found out, it's like, well, I'm already so far in. Why give up now?
I mean, sometimes a dude is single in his mind. He's single in his heart. He's just not single in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that don't mean
you're not supposed to give up, though. You work too hard. No, thank you. Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Toni Morrison. I can keep going. Ain't no time to give up.
That's it. It's like, okay.
Just for the record, it wasn't like targeted. It wasn't targeted.
You kind of just fell into the situation. Married.
Yeah, but sometimes you cross paths with people, and sometimes one thing leads to another.
I realize that some women look for married men to go after married men, which is crazy. I feel like that's really fucked up. Y'all over there nodding your heads. That's really fucked up.
But you know what it is? Someone told me, right, because you had said something about sometimes a woman mess with you because she's seen your serious situation.
Oh, yes.
And I have women literally said, I never really looked at you till I saw a picture of you and your wife. And then I said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, nope. There might be something tomorrow. And she wasn't trying to get at me.
Your wife but
she, no,
up.
Listen, listen, listen. She wasn't trying to get at me, but she said that. And I've had a couple of women kind of give that vibe.
Those are the ones you got to stay away from.
Let me say
those
this.
Those are the ones trying to get one up on your shorty.
Not even.
You got to protect her.
Not even.
You gotta
sometimes
protect yours.
That's the thing that a lot of men don't realize. Yep. A lot of these chicks just want to have that one up on your girl.
She don't get no dick.
And also something I find that they might see how you treat your wife and one that treatment.
A lot of girls never been to Peter Luger. Drank Pellegrini water. I'm being honest. A lot of them is used to BBQs, Applebee's. This is regular degular. Yeah. You understand?
Just like that video.
The man just because, he take care of his woman in his life. Yeah. Let me try to get
5 for 20 pantyhose, 5 for 20. Yeah, we know who you are, motherfucker. We know who you are, motherfucker.
Video. Remember when the girl took you on the date and he was just like, get whatever you want, popcorn. Oh, he got money. He got a large. Like, some women ain't used to that large.
They're not used
extra
to that.
Butter. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They used to sneak that shit in their purse.
Yeah.
Like, go to the Target or
the dollar store first.
Two Pepsis and some popcorn in the purse.
So when you get that, you can have whatever you like treatment. They feel like, man,
it's different.
They see a nice girl and they'll see somebody or they'll see your girlfriend's pretty or she's doing like big things or doing things for herself, and they're like, oh, what does he have that he has her? That's how a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, I want that. Let me see what he got.
Got dick for her, y'all.
Let me see what he has. I want to know. I want to. Maybe they think that it's because of him she's like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They want to become that or something.
They become investigators.
So
inspect the gadget.
To get back to the question, you've never knowingly slept with someone's husband.
Because
you kind of discussed that it happened, but it wasn't knowingly. Was it knowingly?
Was it knowingly at that time?
She knew.
Yeah, she knew. Once you did the head tilt,
you had hair at that time, too. You had hair.
You knew.
You cut your hair after.
I did have hair.
I knew it. I knew it.
I did have hair, but I say that because I did it like that because I was like, there's a point where I didn't knew and I still dealt with him. Yeah. But I'm trying to think when I found out if
but you was already in the situation. Did you go into it knowing?
I think I did.
Okay.
I think I did.
I mean, no judgment here. This is what Brown Hollywood is about.
It was through a friend. So it was like, it was my friend's kind of like friend. And then I found out like through my friend. Yeah. But we were kind of already talking, but it wasn't like serious like that. But I just kept dealing with them. Okay. You know what I mean? But it's something just like you said, like, unfortunately, I feel like I wouldn't do that again. Like, when I think back and look back at those things, I feel like I don't like the feeling of it. Okay. I don't like how it made me feel, you know?
So you were strong. You came in strong and hot. I don't mess with nobody, husband, or boyfriend.
She does it. My girl will tell you.
You had experience made you. like that. No, let me you tell did you something that was foul, and then let now you got morals. That's how the game be. That's how the game be. So don't tell me what your morals is now. That's not what Brown Holy will ask. Brown Holy will know what brought you to the morals, right? Because you got morals now, but you ain't always have morals. So tell us when
I always had morals. God damn it.
You know what I mean? Tell us what made you so strong about it. It had to be something before.
You know what? One time.
Exactly, that one time. Let's go.
I was like about 19.
Okay.
And it was an older guy.
Yeah.
And he was married. Mm-hmm. I was like 19. And it was one time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll never do that shit again. That shit bothered me. To this day, I be like, some little bitch is gonna fuck my husband mm-hmm. when I get married. Like, mm-hmm. some little bitch, some little 19-year-old, 21-year-old bitch that's is karma. Gonna you just fuck gotta eat my
that.
Husband.
You gotta that's eat that, though.
Control, sis.
Yeah, that's karma.
Oh, God, I'm gonna have to fuck her up. Lord have mercy, I gotta make sure that I'm
Coney Island hands of use.
Do it, I know. Well,
before we leave, Black, what about you? Have you like ever that. Knowingly, you kind of hinted at that. Have you ever knowingly picked up money?
Yeah.
Why
only
why
motherfuckers
did you do it?
I actually knew.
Why did you
that's
do it?
Because
that's the worst.
Know, because right? they deserved it.
But I get a lot of
they,
dudes.
They deserved it. A lot of dudes. You see, a lot of dudes get it confused. Like, when you're involved, be focused on your woman. Mm-hmm. Be focused on her. Seriously, you gotta focus. You gotta she's like a fucking the fucking SATs. Like, you gotta know what the fuck is gonna be on the test, bro. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. When you don't know what's on the test, you don't know what you're doing. You might just be thinking mathematics, not thinking English, not thinking grammar, not thinking about the other shit that's on the exam. So mm-hmm. the shit that you lacking is what she looking for. You understand? Mm-hmm. You got to know what's on the exam, bro. Because when you talking shit like, yeah, I got all the math right, all the math. My dude has 1/3 of the exam. You have failed. Okay. That's a 33.
I just want to let you know all that shit you talking. Mm-hmm. Karma's a bitch, so somebody looking at Young Sushi like,
worry about that.
You should have let me love you.
I ain't worried about that.
Ain't shit.
Listen,
that ain't shit.
Listen.
Somebody out there doing this dick. You should have let me love you. I'm just
one thing
you know.
I can tell you about Young Sushi. She ain't no game to play. You're
right. Every man think that about they woman.
Listen, I always say this. I don't care what every man thinks.
Who you are, right?
Listen.
I don't care what you say. I don't care who you are. I always say this, right? One man's jump off is another man's wife, right? So there's always been one woman in your, and there's always been one man in your woman's life, whether you know it or not.
Everybody's different, bro.
Listen, I hear you. And you think because wifey is foreign, that is different. There's always a dude who could always have that power on your wifey, B. You got to be careful. If you two cops,
listen. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about having a fucking woman, not a girl, a woman, right? When you're invested, dog.
Talk that shit.
You're invested.
Yeah.
It's deeper than what you think it is. You understand?
Yeah.
One thing about roses, you give a girl roses. What was in the ground? What was in the soil to make it grow? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the soil, my dude. I'm the sun. I'm the water. I'm in the soil. You understand?
That's
it's
why,
different. That's
why
listen.
You
I want you to listen to me.
Because that's your mentality.
It's different. I'm in the soil, my dude. You understand? So I'm not thinking like that because I'm invested all the way around. Yeah. I'm nowhere else. I'm invested on my every day, 24 hours a day, I'm invested. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about all that other shit. What I do is for her. What I speak is for her. How I envision life is for her. Hmm. So I'm not worried about the next man. The next man thinking about the temporary thing. I'm thinking longevity. But it's back to you, Holly.
Yeah. Talk that talk. All right. So, I'm gonna skip to
what's up.
I'm gonna kind of skip. Yo, let me go on.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna kind of skip him and let the ladies answer this because he kind of did that whole monologue, right? And it's, do you believe your mate will remain faithful and not entertain any sexual demons that's out there?
Jesus sexual Christ. Demons?
Yeah. Demons, temptations.
Do I go first?
No, you get skipped because
right,
I'm
go.
Invested. I am the soil. So we're going to let the ladies go.
Oh, gosh.
Tell you too fine to be thinking your man going to cheat. Stop.
Niggas cheat every day, yeah. B.
This is true.
That's it.
This is true.
And men, it's
they
crazy.
Cheat on Beyonce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could cheat on B.
Beyonce.
Hello.
Whip your hands. Holly Berry has been cheated on her. All of them.
Listen.
Holly Berry's fine.
Nah, but they cheat nigga shit every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do. And you could be the best woman to that man. They will cheat with some yuck mouth community coochie.
Yeah. These they are will facts.
Be the you could be the best. You could be the best. You could stand next to this chick and dudes will look at be like, he ain't cheat. Yeah. No, he didn't. Mm-mm. And you be
a dude,
like,
not every dude though.
A dude can have his arm around not your shoulder dude, and his other hand is holding another chick's hand, dude,
but I mean, if I'm being 100% honest, I can't honestly say I know any men who are faithful, cheated. Who have never cheated. I don't know any. And I have a lot of men in my life.
How you doing, Toya? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Because he is invested.
I'm invested.
Let me introduce myself. How you doing?
Z, it's yeah, on you, Z. You,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I respect that. I 100% respect that.
I'm going to keep it all the way funky. You can find women. You can find women out there who might say, oh, your husband flirted, said something, you know, he gave me compliments. I'm a compliment person.
But that's
so.
Not cheating.
That's not
but
cheating.
You're not going to have nobody that could say, yeah, I cheat, that could come up to wife and say, yeah, I'm effing your man or I effed your man.
That's the thing that these guys don't get. Like, yeah. You don't ever give that to somebody over your wife, your girl, mm-hmm. your wife, whatever. You don't
too much
give
power.
That
too much power.
Yeah. Yeah. You're supposed yeah. to protect her.
Her, yeah.
You're supposed to protect
that's what
her.
Black was saying.
Don't
yeah.
But he's 100% right. Like, you're not you supposed to give her. Nobody that power where she's they can the come at her and be like, I was fucking your man. Mm-hmm. Well, I got screenshots
once
of
it,
this.
Once they get
I
that, it's over.
Once
it, yeah, once yeah. they get that, it's over.
It is.
Yeah.
And then the trust is gone.
Yeah, I always believe, because screenshots are real, I always believe, like, there's nothing that's going to be screenshot that I'm like, damn, it's going to break up my marriage. It's going to be stuff that's going to be like, you know what, you was too friendly with that person, you know what I'm saying? So you played yourself.
Yeah.
So what about you?
I think that I agree with Toy when I think that all dudes cheat. I mean, I think there's different levels of cheating.
The fuck you mean all dudes cheat?
They do. If they don't, for this particular relationship, they did at some point. I think they all have cheated at some point. I think there's different levels of it. I think there's ones who, like, really slipped up, got caught in the moment, did shit, and was like, oh, shit, I'm never doing this again, baby, whatever. And then there's dudes who just fuck everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. And they can't stop. Or there's dudes who
they
have full-blown relationships with other people, mm-hmm. and they have both of them, and they just can't let it go because they want both worlds. They're just
selfish.
Greedy. They want their cake and they want to eat it.
Yeah.
But, and I say that too because, I mean, a lot of my family, these are even the older men
yeah.
I've seen cheat growing up. I've seen them cheat. The few cousins that I was like, oh, they're good. I have never seen them bring another woman to a family event. I fucking saw bring another woman to the family
Your
event.
Island men, island men. I don't know if you have island background.
Yeah.
Island men was straight
yes.
up like, yo,
well,
dude,
that side
that
of the
woman's
family,
got my auntie. What is she doing at the barbecue?
That side of my family is Guyanese.
Okay.
And even my parents, my father cheated. Like, it's just like... I feel like I have yet to meet a dude who has never cheated. I have dudes who will say to me, oh, I never cheated on my girl, but I don't know you. I don't know what you was doing
yeah.
way back when. Yeah. There's every dude who I'm close with who I really know that is either family or good friends, they have cheated at some point.
Okay.
They'll cheat here and there. I try to get out of that mentality because I don't want to meet people or meet a dude for me to be in a relationship and be like, oh, like, you're automatically going to cheat. And I always give the benefit of the doubt when I first meet you. Like, I do will trust as far as the cheater until you give me a reason or show me something
yeah.
that I should question it.
Yeah.
But at the back of my mind, I'm like, you're a nigga. Like,
yeah.
at the end of the day, you're still a dude.
I want to get Tanya in. We're coming close to the time, so I want you to answer so I can ask another question.
All right, so my thing is, I think every man cheats in some form. Cheating for me is not exactly something that's going to be 100% sexual. Sometimes leading somebody on, having an appropriate conversation, sending an appropriate text, like going out, like doing certain things that is a girlfriend privilege or something that could be misconstrued. If it's something you have to explain to your girlfriend, it's not something you should be doing. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. And a lot of men will put themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
For me, personally, I always leave room for disappointment when it comes to just anybody. Mm-hmm. Like anybody. You never know. And this comes from, I'm a daddy's girl. My daddy's on my Facebook. Yeah, sorry, daddy. But growing up, every single one of my daddy's girlfriends had to pass through me first. And my dad was married. I'm sorry, daddy. I'm really sorry. But at that point in time.
Wait, so he was married. But if he had a girlfriend,
she had to come through me. I'm the baby. Don't trust these kids. No, these kids be lying. I used to lie for my dad. I used to open the gate late at night. I used to be downstairs. His daddy be like, yo, I'm coming.
You're the most down daughter in the history of down daughters ever.
I was his right hand, and I was like 8, 9, 10 at this point in time. So I'm talking about that. He used to be coming in late at night. I used to pull out all the phone wires in the house. So when he called me to open the gate, my own phone is the only phone that ringing, because that was wire phones back in the day.
That's true.
My dad. Anytime anyone, when he had his little girlfriends here and there, whatever, he'd take me to their house. They cooking for me. You understand? Like, they had to pamper me because I was his baby. Yeah. And the thing is, get the kids to like you. But I saw these things with my own two eyes. So the person I am now is like, I put it past nobody. My father was a great man. He was a wonderful father. He was a good husband. But he was sorry, daddy. He was a piece of shit as it came to whatever. But. My family was well taken care of, undoubtedly. Like, he still is a stalwart man, but he just had nigga traits, too.
Okay. So, we got time, because of running out of time, I'm going to say one statement real quick, and then the next question I ask, I want us to leave our answers to 30 seconds so that we can answer the question, and then we can wrap up. So, ladies, doing that technical science shit about cheating, man, Don't stress yourself too much about it, man. If it's not sloppy, just let it go. So the less, right? I want to save a lot of heartache, right?
It's usually sloppy.
The last question on this topic, right, is lately women have been joking about men sharing clothes and taking pictures with other men's cars and money. But if women have fake boobs and fake ass, isn't it all fair game? Aren't we all just trying to be lit? So is there like a double standard or rules to like what we can do to floor us out, because men might floor us with other people's stuff, but y'all might have asses and tits that wasn't genetically yours.
Floor us with your own shit. You can't floor us with nobody. Okay, I know where we going with this.
So what what's worse? Fake boobs, fake ass, or the guys who act like they got the bag and it's not their bag?
Listen, I'ma say both.
Now the woman shit is worse, B.
No, she got her receipt for her stuff. What are you talking about? Like, her care credit is in her name. You said that somewhere.
You said care credit is in her name.
My ass and my tits I'm flossing with. What you mean? What you mean?
So.
I just feel like that's something that, as a woman, you have to decide to go and do on your own. And when you go and do it, this is not a couple of $100 that you're spending. You're spending a couple of grand. Mm-hmm. So if you got it and that's what you want to do, I be the first one to say, I did lipo. I got my stomach done. Booty's mine, hips mine, titties mine. But the stomach, I had fibroids. I went and got them removed. Mm-hmm. And once they was removed, my stomach was like, it wasn't looking like me. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do this. I'm a little bit vain. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be walking around with my stomach hanging over my pants. I'm not going to be walking around sloppy. So that what? Then somebody, it's like, okay, so if I didn't do it, then now y'all see me with my fucking stomach hanging over my pants, then y'all going to be like, oh, Toy fell off. She was bad back in the day.
Now she's just
exactly. So now when I go and get my stomach done, that's a couple of grand. You can't make me feel bad about nothing that I've spent a couple grand on.
Okay. So you think because I wanted people to answer yes, and so you think the men is worse than the women thing?
I think the men. I mean, some women. You know what I don't like about women? It's the build-a-body chicks. Mm-hmm. It's the chicks that never had it, and then when they get it, or they never was hot, and then when they get it, then now they got this disgusting attitude. Oh, I'm the shit. Oh, you know, like the sun rise and set on they ass. But that I don't like. I don't like that. I feel like, be humble.
Okay. So you...
Uh-huh. But I do feel like the men is worse. But I don't like the women that got the nasty attitude.
Because I want all the... What about you?
I feel like, okay, with the women, I feel like
they pay for it. You have anything done?
No.
It's all natural. You
yes. Okay. You want to check for
hello. The scars? We're gonna check after the show.
I don't want to check. Look at
that. Nah, I'm just playing. We ain't checking for nothing, okay? We ain't checking for shit. We not checking for nothing. But for the women, like, I don't feel necessary. I feel like it's different only because, like, well, I mean, some women do have dudes pay for their shit. So I guess in that aspect, it is kind of similar. But I feel like with dudes, it's like you're a man. Like, certain things, like... You shouldn't do, yeah, as a man, like, and I feel like, and the only reason I say that is like, like, I feel like even if you don't have stuff, you should have, a woman's body, she can't change. The stuff that a man has, he can go out there and do things so that he can get his own stuff. Mm-hmm. He can do stuff to have a better, to make a better living for himself or try to educate himself so that he can make more money to have the things that you want. Mm-hmm. But a woman, like, they do that because, I mean, they probably had insecurities or they just like the way certain things look without not even being insecure.
Not even that. Not only that, but having children will do
horrible
damage to your body.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
Do the interest of, for the interest of time, yes, for the interest of time, I want Tanya to answer before we wrap up because we really got
to
wrap up.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to make sure. 30 seconds.
What's worse, the men or the women?
I think it's the same. I think men are worse. You see, all right, think of it this way. If I'm a woman, I opt for plastic surgery, I go, I pay my bill, I get my body. I wasn't born with it, but I bought it. You as a man, go to the store, buy some jeans, buy some shoes, it's yours. It's not like I go to my girlfriend and be like, hey, hold my tits for the night. Yeah. Or hold my ass for the night and bring it back in the morning and don't make sure you damage it. Yeah. It's a whole different level because it's mine. It's like I wasn't born with it, but it is mine. So you can't tell me I'm flawed in something that's not mine. I literally have the receipts for it.
Okay, so
I didn't grow it, but I literally have the receipts for it. I show you my care credit, I show you my swipe, my doctor days, my notes, my recovery. It is mine. I didn't grow it, but shit's mine now.
Okay,
you, a different level, if you want to literally take somebody's clothes out their closet, put it on your body, take pictures with it, and act like it's yours, when you got to give it back. I can't give my titties back unless I go back to the doctor and take it out because I don't want it no more.
So,
it's like I'm taking it out and putting it in somebody else's body.
I hate to,
oh, shit, sis, like you got no tits?
I hate to cut you off. So you're saying the men is worse. Black man said 10 seconds, so we really got to wrap up.
Yo, like, you know, everything's a fair game. You know what I mean? We all trying to be hot. You know what I mean? Some people hot naturally. Some people even hot artificially. It depends. Depends on what it is. I'm hot naturally, though. You heard? Okay.
So I'm going to end the topic by saying I think the woman is worse because the man, you should love me for me. But the fact that you don't love me for me, I got a floss on your ass.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the podcast for this Sunday. So I'd like to thank you guys for being great hosts. The show was lit. 10 seconds if you want to say something real quick before we shut down because we're running over time. Any shout-outs, anything like that? Because we got
to
go.
No shout-outs. Just, fellas, be good to your women. Be like how Black just
said.
Be the soil.
Be the sunshine in the rain. What about you, ladies? Any shout outs?
I got one. There's my friend on IG is Gasparillo Junction blog, and also I forgot my phone died. I had the Facebook, but so, check it out.
And
on
I comment.
IG.
You could post it. You could post whatever.
But check
you want
it out. IG is Gasparillo Junction blog.
Okay.
I just want to send love to everybody that always showed me love.
Yeah, we got people that love you. People blew up my phone. Tanya's going to be on the show today. I love that girl. I just want to say, keep supporting us. We love you guys. Brown Holy Water, every Sunday, 7 p.m. We lit. Keep supporting us.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Holla at La if you want your shirt. $15. Holla at La Brown. He not really on the show, but he's still on the show, if that makes sense. He's one of the extras on the side. You know what I mean? Holla at him if you want to. Talk to me if you really want to. You know what I mean? Holla at La. Get your shirt. Brown Holy Water Podcast. It's your boy, Coney Island, Brooklyn. You already know what it is. More money than your
Come
pops,
get baptized
you heard?
Every Sunday, 7 p.m. We out.
I'm your father. You heard? You heard? Power Ranger, you heard? I'm Zach Morris. You heard?
You want to stay up with me? It was so sweet till we start the fall.